This week's parasha, Zera Hashem, it's Parashas Ki Tavo. So it's speaking about the Bikurim, so let's read a little bit of the parasha and see what exactly it says. Vaya, it was Ki Tavo, when you will come. And it'll be when you come, El Eha Aretz, Asher Hashem Elokecha Noten Lecha, to the land which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to you. Nachala, as an inheritance, V'yirashta, and you conquer it, V'yishavtaba, and you divided it amongst the Shvatim, amongst the tribes. And only then you have the mitzvah of Bikurim. V'lekachta, and then you took, Mireshis, from the first fruit, Kol Pri Hadama, of the land, Asher Tavim Me'artzecha, which you bring from your land. Me'artzecha, we have a Gzeira Shava, that the fruits in which Eretz Israel, the land of Eretz Israel, was blessed with, the seven species, Asher Hashem Elokecha Noten Lach, which God gave to you, this land, V'samta Betena, and you put it in this basket, V'halachta, in the Tena, and Halachta, and you went with this basket of these first fruit, Ela Makom Asheivcha Hashem Elokecha, to the place which Kodesh Baruch Hu chose. What is that place? That's Beis HaMikdash. L'shachen Shemo Sham. That's the place where Kodesh Baruch Hu dwells there. Ubata el Kohen, and then you come to the Kohen Asher Yeh Beimim Ahem. Whatever the Kohen is in those days. V'amarta Elav, and you told him, Higadati Hayom L'Hashem Elokech. I reveal today to my Lord, my God. Kibati al Ha'aretz Asher Nishba Hashem Rabotech Latzet Lanu. I came to the land which Kodesh Baruch Hu swore to my fathers to give to us. V'lakach HaKohen HaTenem Yadech. The Kohen now takes the tenet from your hand. V'inichu L'Sneh Mizbach Hashem Elokech. Puts in front of the Mizbeach. Now we have what's called Vidui, a Hoda'ah, on the Bikurim. V'anita v'amata. And you answered, or you said, L'Fnei Hashem Elokech, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Arami Oved Avi. Right? This is Lavan, who tried to destroy my father, Yaakov. V'yered Mitzrayim. And we went down after that into Egypt. This is similar to the Haggadah. This is the part of the Haggadah we say on Pesach. V'yagor Sham v'mati ma'ad. And we dwelt there few in numbers. V'yisham v'goy gadol atzum v'rav. We became a great nation. V'yir'u otanu Mitzrayim. They did bad to us. V'yanunu. And they afflicted us. V'yitnu alein avodu kasha. We had difficult avodah. V'nitzak el Hashem Elokei. Avotenu, we pray to God, the Lord of our fathers. V'yishma Hashem et kolenu, He heard our voice. V'yaretonenu, and He heard our sufferings. Et amalenu, our toil. V'lachatenu, and our pressures. V'yotzienu Hashem Mitzrayim, He took us out from Egypt. V'yad chazaka, with a strong hand. U'bezru anutuya, and with outstretched arm. U'bemora gadol, and with great, how do you say Mora Gadol, with great awe. That was good. Thank you, Art Scroll. Uba'otzot mufti, with signs, different forms of signs. Vivienu el makom hazeh, brought us to this place, v'nitein lanu et ha'aretz hazot, eretz zavat chalav, land of flowing of milk and honey, date honey. V'asta hineh heveti et reshit ha'pri, I brought this pri adama, she'n atate li Hashem, v'ninachta lifnei Hashem elokechai. And we bow down in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'samachta b'chol ha'tov, and I was happy with all the good. Asher natan Hashem Elokecha ulbeitech, to your house. Ata v'levi yegar Hashem kibecha. Okay. So now we see this mitzvah called Bikurim, which we bring to the Beis HaMikdash, the first fruit, the first toil of our hands. We say this vidui, this hoda'ah, thanking to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's it. It's a very interesting. We only have this mitzvah when we come to Eretz Yisrael. Now, we know from Chazal, right, that the Chag that we bring Bikurim is called, which is the Chag HaBachir, but the Chag HaBikurim is what Chag is that? The Shavuos. Shavuos, which is Man Matan Torah Teinu, the time, the giving of the Torah, is the Chag of Bikurim. And we know from Chazal that the concept of Shavuos, the concept of Matan Torah, when Torah came down into the world, was to fix the Chet of Adam HaRishon. Now, we also know from Chazal that the seven species, the fruit, which was the Eitz Hadas, Tov V'ra, Chazal tell us, it's a Midrash, different Midrashim, which is brought down in the Arizal, were the seven species of Eretz Yisrael. That was the fruit of Eitz Hadas and the Etrog, which the Ramban says that's a Malchus, right? So we have these seven species which represent the fruit, which was the Eitz Hadas, and somehow the bringing of this fruit, the concept of this Bikurim, which is represented, the beginning begins with Shavuos, with the time of Matan Torah, somehow, right, which is Matan Torah, which Shavuos is called Chag HaBikurim, right? That's how it's called in the Torah. And we know this Chag is the Chag which fixed the Chedav Avraham Rishon, when Klal Yisrael received the Torah. Paska Mehem, that's a Gemara, Paska Mehem, Zumatan Shon Nachash, was removed from them the affliction of the Nachash HaKadma, the Yetzahara, and they were, that's what Gemara of Shabbos says, it was Me'ein Tchias HaMeitim, it was Me'ein, the resurrecting of the dead, and they came back to the Maila, the level of Adam HaRishon. Had we gone through and heard the Asara Adibrot, Mipiv, Shalakurish Baruch Hu, we were finished. We'd have done our job, we'd have come into Eretz Yisrael with Moshe Rabbeinu, nothing would have happened. We only heard the first Dibra from Kodesh Baruch Hu, and there was too much for us, and everything else that happened, Cheder Egel, etc., etc., was a Shalshelet, came as a result of all those things. Now, we are left with Chag HaBikurim. What is Chag HaBikurim? Mikra Bikurim, the bringing of the Bikurim, and the calling, the Hodah of the Bikurim, to do with the Cheder Adam HaRishon. So now that we didn't fix, after the Cheder Egel, the Cheder of Adam HaRishon is still with us. Bikurim is coming somehow to fix this Chet of Adam HaRishon. That's this concept of Mikra Bikurim. Now we have to understand it. So I'm not going to go into the details of the Cheder of Adam HaRishon, but after Adam HaRishon was Chote, right, and he ate from the Eitz Hadas, we know that his wife, the Nachash Hisiyani, the Nachash convinced her, I'm not going to go into the details, and she ate from the Eitz Hadas, and she gave it to Adam, who was with her. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he found them and asked them, how comes you ate from the Eitz Hadas? How comes I told you not to eat it? They were supposed to eat it on Shabbos, but they were not to eat it on the weekday.
Oh my God.
So, what happened here? What was the chet of Adam HaRishon? When Kodesh Baruch Hu came to him, had Adam HaRishon admitted his sin and done tshuva, he would have been accepted. What did he do? So what he says, the Pasuk says, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayomeh HaAdam, and man said, HaIsha, the woman, Asher Netata Imadi, that you gave me. Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu give him a wife?
To make him complete.
Yeah. Etzim Me'atzmi. To have simcha, to be a complete human being. Lo tov hiyot adam levado. It's not good the man was alone. Eselo eza connected. That was good for man. The woman that you gave me, he nitnatnali min ha'etz va'ochel. She gave me from the tree, and I ate. Says Rashi, Asher natata imadi kan kafar b'tova. Here we see the Adam HaRishon was kofar, and the good, denied the good that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him. That was the shorish of the chet of Adam HaRishon. The kfiras hatov. So now, what is Bikurim? Bikurim is, we're saying, is coming to fix this chet of Adam HaRishon, right? Because we're saying, this is the concept, this is the name the Torah gives for Matan Torah. Chag HaBikurim, that means Bikurim is that which represents this concept of Torah. That means here must be a very fundamental idea which within it contains the whole Torah. So now from Bikurim we have to understand that. Now think about it. When a person toils and he works his field, and the first thing that comes out of his toil, he puts a red thread around it. And he says, this is Bikurim. This is my first, I'm taking to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That means the first of his toil, that which is dear to him, he's taking and he's offering it to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's showing what? That's showing that When a person takes his first toil, that which is dear to him, and he gives it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's showing that he's mishabed himself. He's nullifying himself to his Creator. There's a nullification of self, a nullification of the person's toil, his endeavors to his Creator. That's the first thing we see in Bikur. The second thing we see is that this Anita Vamata, that a person had, there's a certain vidui that we just explained. He says that Lavan wanted to destroy me. We went into Egypt and they afflicted us. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out. Biyad Chazakah, with a strong hand, with Otot Moftim, with miracles. Right? And now I'm happy with all the good which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. That's called Hakara Satov. It's called recognition of the good. Think about it. You know, when they were by Lavan, what happened to Yaakov? Before he got to Lavan, all his money was taken away. He had to work hard for his livelihood. He had to work hard for his wives. Lavan cheated him with his wives. Gave him the older before the younger. So he had to work double hard. He cheated him with his payment. He had to work to have the tzon. And from this we learn very, very deep things. B'zohar Hashem, we'll learn them when we get there. Then in Egypt, 210 years of slavery. 80% of the Jewish people were killed in Egypt. 80%. We have what to complain about. There's what to complain about. What do? We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out with miracles, and we recognize the good. Life has much of bad and much of good. Hakara Satov is the recognition of even that bad, there's good in it. Even the going into from Lavan to being who wanted to kill us, wanted to destroy us completely. Even going into Egypt, they took the children and they shechted them. And Paro, to Midrash, Rashi brings it, Parashas Shmos, bathed in their blood. It was a terrible affliction, Mitzrayim. Terrible affliction. How do we look at it? How do we see it? We see the good that came out of it. We went out Mikur Habazel. This was a place in Kodesh Baruch Hu was verifying us, was purifying us. We came out a pure people, ready to Makom Torah, ready to receive the Torah. This concept of Bikurim is a very fundamental concept. That when a person sees the good that comes out from the bad, that even the bad has outside of it a good. What does that mean? If you had 5 hours of pain, you had a stomach ulcer, right? You had 5 hours of terrific pain. And then you had a very good meal for 5 hours, or a few meals for 5 hours, right? I can't think of what you could have for 5 hours, but you ate whatever you ate for 5 hours. How many people will say, oh, such a good meal, and we forget about a stomach ulcer? No one would be interested in the meal. What makes a person, when he has good coming out of bad, see the good? It's only if the matara, the thing that bad is taking him, is higher than the bad itself. It's only if there's a purpose in life, there's a higher purpose. When a person has a higher purpose in life, a kirva, a getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then a person can see that bad is really bringing him to something good. Hakara Satov, therefore, a recognition of the good that Kodesh Baruch Hu does to us only can be if you recognize that your life has a purpose, and that purpose is coming close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That even the bad that happens to a person is there to bring him close. And when a person recognizes that, he's mishabed himself to that purpose. He nullifies himself to that purpose, which is the purpose of coming close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And only then, when there's a higher purpose, can he see the bad as something good. So Hakara, without that shibud, without the nullification of self, to a higher level of purpose, that without that concept of coming close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, there cannot be Hakara Satov. There cannot be a recognition that the bad is good. There has to be a higher level of understanding in order to see bad as something good, or see within the bad the good that comes out of it. Otherwise, how can you bring the Bikurim? All the tzar that you had, all the pain that you had, how can you explain the little good that comes out of it in comparison to the bad? The only way is if there's a shibud to a higher purpose. So Mikra Bikurim, the vidui of this Bikurim, the bringing of the Bikurim, is showing that a person has, he's mishavad himself to this higher purpose. And when a person is mishavad himself to this higher purpose, that's called Matan Torah. That's called a recognition of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and his will in the world, and a shibud, and a subserviency to that will, to that purpose. And when a person has that, that's a tikkun of the chet of Adam HaRishon, because there he's recognizing the good. Had Adam HaRishon recognized the good in the bad that happened to him, and recognized that he had to change and come closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, because he distances himself from eating the fruit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have accepted that tshuva, and he would have come close. But that he didn't recognize that that bad was to bring him to good. He saw that as bad in itself. He was kafa b'tov. He didn't see any good in it. Then he didn't see a higher purpose. If he didn't see a higher purpose, then he was menutak. He was separated from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if he was separated from Kodesh Baruch Hu, the only way that he could be reconnected is if he went through the toils of life. Through the toils of life, and through Misa, through death, which is ultimately the biggest nullification of self, could he come to fully nullify himself to his Creator. And that's what Mikra Bikurim brings to a person. When a person has this concept of Mikra Bikurim, of bringing Bikurim and the reading, the vidui Bikurim, it's a vidui. Like we say, vidui do tshuva, it's a vidui, it's a recognition of a higher level of self and a higher level of purpose. And then a person is fixing the chet of Adam HaRishon. Revolbi explains that that's simcha. What's simcha? Simcha, that's what we say in the parashah, v'samachta b'chol hatov, and you were happy with all the goodness that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you. Simcha, says Revolbi, is when there's two opposites synthesize, or they come close, or they synthesize and become one. And he basically explains that what's this opposite? Opposites, the lashon for opposites, kenegdo. When nigudim, right, that's asela eza kenegdo. And in a certain sense, the explanation of that is very simply. The toils in life, when a person has a recognition that life's toils and life's troubles, right, are there to reorient him, to change him, for a higher purpose, then even those troubles, even those hardships, right, when they have meaning, when a person gives it a higher meaning, even those hardships bring a person ultimately to simcha. And that's this concept of Mikra Bikurim. This is what we're explaining all the time. Says Revolbi, there's nigudim in three aspects of self. Shemayim ba'aretz, heaven and earth, are opposites, the connections of heaven and earth. Ish ve'isha, a man and his wife, the opposite, eza kenegdo. Neshama ve'guf, soul and body, the opposites. The three aspects of man's persona. Is Shemayim Ba'aretz, or Torah, his connection with Kodesh Baruch, which is Torah, that requires toil. His connection with people, which is through his wife, that's a connector, right? That requires toil. You guys don't know yet. That requires work. Marriage isn't heaven. Marriage is a work out. And if you work out well, you have a good marriage. If you don't work it out, you don't have a good marriage. Marriage requires work. The third one is neshama v'guf, the opposites. To bring your neshama into your guf, that it permeates your goof requires work. Avodas Hamidus, working a person's character traits, that's a very hard job. It requires a lot of work. You know? We're not born with good midas. We work to get the good midas. We're born with the Yetzirah. Our Yetzirah Tov comes in later in life. It takes a lot of work to remove that Yetzirah. It creates a lot of Shfiras Hamidas, breaking of Hamidas. Says Rishayel Salant, it's harder to change one Midah than to learn of the whole Shas. And we know how hard it is to learn Shas. So you can imagine how hard it is to change a Midah. It's a work of a lifetime. Halavai, we change a little bit. That's what we're here for. The Gro in Evan Shema says, if a person doesn't change his midas, lama lo chayim, what does he need life for? That's the tachlis of here. We're here to change ourselves, to improve ourselves. That's what brings a person to simcha. We're not here to have a smoothie. You know, even the word smoothie is to have a smooth life, to have an easy chalak, you know? Easy, take it easy, sit in the wires,
drink a smoothie.
Yeah, once in a while, you can take a break. You don't have to like pump the whole time, you know? It's not a workout. You're allowed to take a break and come back. But you have to understand that real life is that work, that hard work. When life gets too hard, you can take a break from it. You're allowed to. That's talking about technique. There's technique in life. You don't have to take all of life's troubles, and if it gets too hard, I just pound away. Sometimes you can take a little break, you know? When you're walking in the rain, it's raining too heavy, you know, you go under a tree, you go under a shade, you wait for the rain to go away, then you start walking with your umbrella. It's still raining, but it's not raining as heavy. You're allowed to take a break in life. There's a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara says, Shlosha Matanas, three presents, Tovas, good presents, according to Bobo gave us. What are they? Torah, I might not be saying the all right order. Torah, Eretz Israel, Torah, Israel, V'olam Haba, the world to come. V'kulam, and all of them, Niknim, are acquired Ali Be'isurim, through toil. And then the Gemara brings Psukim. Now, the whole Gemara doesn't really make sense. It says, three presents. A present means you get it from free. And then the Gemara says, they're bought through Isurim. How can you get a present and be bought through Isurim? Or it's a present that's given to you, or it's bought. You pay for it through toil. The pshat is, the toil is to make you a vessel that can hold the present. When you toil and you purify yourself, then you will be zocher, you will merit the present of Torah, of Eretz Israel, and of Olam Haba. Without the toil, a person is removed from his higher self, from his higher persona. Only the toil for something which is higher than self gives him as a present that higher level self. Because a person can't get to a higher level self in of himself. He can't reach to connect to something which is beyond self. A person can't reach to connect to his creator. His creator is beyond him. He's just a little ant over here. How can he relate to his creator? The only way he can relate to his creator is if he toils and he prepares himself and he makes himself into a vessel, then his creator permeates him and appears and connects with him. And that's the present of Torah and Eretz Israel and Olam Haba. So now after Bikurim it says Tichaleh ki tichaleh le'asor et kol ma'aseh tevotecha. When you finish to take all the ma'aseh, all the tenth of your tvuah, of your produce, b'shana shlishit, in the third year, shenata ma'aseh, it's called the year of the ma'aseh. What's the year of the ma'aseh? So you first take ma'aseh rishon, which goes to the Levim. The Levim, as we know, they don't have a portion in Eretz Israel. They don't have a nachla. Why? Because the Levim represent the Lomdei Torah. Like a tenth of the Jewish people would be sitting and learning Torah, right? So they would get a tenth of your produce. You give a tenth of the produce because they don't have land. So you give them a tenth to what's it called, to support the Torah. So you'd have Torah in Klal Yisrael. Then the other tenth, Venatata, Lelevi, Legel, Yitom, Almana. You gave it to the Ger, Yitom, Almana. That's the Maisa Anim. From this we have the Minug of taking Maisa. Tosis learns in Yuma, there's three Shitas, or Maisa Ksofim is Duraisa, or if it's a Minug, or if it's nothing, Shulchan Aruch Pasan, it's nothing, you don't have to give Maisa a tenth. But Davka, you have to give the Mitzvah Tzedakah. Maisa Anim is the third of the 6 years. The other years, which is the first, second, fourth, and fifth, right? Those are years of Maaseh Sheni. When you bring Maaseh Sheni and you bring the fruit to Yerushalayim and you eat it within the walls of Yerushalayim. Va'achl b'sharech v'saveh. And you eat it in your gate and you, right? Va'amart l'fnei Hashem lokecha. Be'artia kodesh min abayit. I removed all the maizus at a certain time after every 3 years. V'gam netati levi regel yitom amana b'chom mitzvotecha shetzivitani lo avati mitzvotecha. I didn't do wrong with your mitzvah. I did it in the order. V'lo shechachti. I didn't forget to bake a bracha on the maizus. Now what is it saying here? After a person has this recognition, this hakara satov, this recognition of what he's living for, what does that bring him? When a person is connected to his Creator, when he's connected and he has this recognition of the Tov, Hakaras HaTov, that makes a person a different person. When a person recognizes all the good that the Kodesh Baruch Hu did to him, it connects him with the whole Jewish people. It makes him into a giving person. So automatically, he gives Maisa to the thing which he's living for, which is the Torah. So he gives Maisa a tenth to those who are learning Torah. The other tenth he gives to the Aniyim, right? Lo avalti mitzotecha. I didn't not give in the proper order, in the proper way, right? Says the Chofetz Chaim, the highest level of tzedakah is to give to Aniyim bnei Torah, to people who are poor who are learning, right? Because that's both of them. Velo shachachti. And he didn't forget to make a bracha. What do you mean make a bracha? When you make a bracha on something, what does it mean? There's a hoda'ah. A bracha is a hoda'ah. It's a book, it's a shevach. That you're saying, thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you gave me so much good that I can give good to other people. I can help other people. I can take my money. I can take my produce. Not only my first fruit, but a tenth of my fruit. I'm giving it to something which is higher, the Torah. I'm giving it to people who are afflicted, anim, people who don't have. Because I have so much good, I can give now for myself. I didn't eat from it when I was an ba'onen, when I had someone who died, one of the person's krovim died. And I didn't eat it when I was tame. I didn't use it for a mace. All these things mean I didn't use it. Mace means something which is stagnant. I didn't use it for a purpose which is stagnant. I used it for something which gives life to the world. I gave life by giving life to Anim. And Ani is considered Kames. By giving him tzedakah, I revive him. I give him life. I give life when I'm giving my money to the Torah. Why? To those who are learning Torah. Why? Because that money is elevated to a higher level. Torah is Chaim. Torah brings life to the world. Then it says, after I've done these things, Shamati b'kol Hashem Elokai, I listened to the voice of God my Lord. V'asiti kol asher tzivitani, did everything that He commanded me. Now it says, Hashkifa, now you are Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashkifa, m'ma'on kodshecha. Hashkifa, when we see the Lashon Hashkifa, we see it. Chazal say, kol hashkafa ra, all the looking is ra. So it's a midas, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu looked, when did He look? He looked on Sodom. He looked at Sodom. That was midas adin. Hashkifa usually means midas adin. Mima'on kodshecha, min ha-shamayim, He looked from the heavens. Ubarech et amecha, and You blessed Your people, et Yisrael, the Jewish people. Ve'et adama ashen etata lanu, and the land which You gave to us. Kashen ishbata rabotenu eretz zivat chalav udvash, the land of flowing with milk and honey. What does it mean? A Kodesh Baruch Hu, when a person does all these things, when he has this Hakaras HaTov, when he has this feel of goodness and he gives from himself some of that goodness to other people, right, to make their lives better. He's doing that tzedakah, then we change midas hadin. We change hashkifa, which is midas hadin, into a midah of rachamim, into a midah of mercy, and that gives us bracha. Even from midas hadin, we get the bracha. So that's a tremendous thing that we're learning here. When a person recognizes the good in what is happening in his life, and a person's a different person, a person becomes a giving person, a person becomes subjugated to something higher. When a person becomes such a giving person, then he gives to the right things, he gives to the proper things, he's giving of himself, he's giving to himself, and not only is he giving to himself, because he's living for a higher purpose, he has the ability to give to others.